Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Are you guys having a good time so far? The Jeff and Jen Show live edition for our first show. You guys are incredible for being a part of it, and we appreciate it so much. Thank you guys very much. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Thank you.
Question for Jen. What do we do when our guest comes out? Hug?
Yeah.
Each other?
No. Hug her.
Where do I go, then?
Act like you've been here before. Come
I know. You're the one who did Regis.
I know. She comes out.
Okay.
She comes out. You greet her, say hello. I greet her, say hello. We sit and chit-chat.
Okay.
And pretend to drink coffee that's never coffee. It's water.
Really?
Yeah.
Or wine.
I just heard Kim in the back. She goes, or wine. Remember old Kim who always had wine?
It's the same Kim.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest on the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1. You know her from Real Housewives of Atlanta and Don't Be Tardy. Our Atlanta friend of many years, Kim Zolciak-Bierman.
Thank you so much.
This is not my best side, Jeff and Jen, but okay.
Do you want to switch?
Do you want to switch?
I was, like, doing this tonight, Croy. Like, do you see my hoo-ha, or am I good? He's like, do the right side, so I guess this will work.
That's what girls talk about, by the way, backstage. Like, Jen got dressed and looked at Callie and was like, can you see? That's it? Can you see? I'm like...
At the ankles.
I'm so lucky not to have that problem. You can't see anything down there on me.
Not good.
Kim... Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing this.
I love you guys. I'm so excited for you too.
What's so fun is that we met you so long ago.
Crazy.
When you first started Real Housewives of Atlanta. Can you believe everybody's been on this journey and where we are now?
Well, I can tell you two one thing, that I took a really big risk and went out on a limb, walked off the set of Housewives of Atlanta. I didn't have any guarantees of, you know, Don't Be Tardy. And here I am in my fifth season. So... You guys are on an incredible journey. Thank you. Both of you guys have huge hearts. Jeff, I know you very, very well. Jeff, you guys, I've known for many, many years. He supported me at birthday parties and, I mean, everything. Great guy.
Oh, my God, you guys. If you end up on TV, I did one shot of tequila with Kim at her birthday party.
My 30th, which was 8 years ago almost.
So, really? You look great.
Oh, thanks.
The
Botox.
Was that... Did I sound terrible? So, and I did one shot of that, and it made it under a real high. That made it, and I got recognized for that for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like people come up to me and go, "I know you," and I'm like, yeah. "Radio."
It's great.
And they'd be like, "No, you're drunk."
With Kim.
You party with Kim.
So why? Tell us about making that jump, right? From the ensemble cast to doing your own thing. And tell us about how that felt afterwards.
I think I'm still processing the afterwards, but Housewives was amazing. It gave me my start. It was my dream to always be famous. We didn't have social media when I wanted that. So, and I did the show, and I was pregnant with Cash, who's now three. But I started the show when I was about, I guess, 5 months pregnant. Perfect pregnancy. Everything's great. I start filming, and it's like high blood pressure, trauma, drama. I mean, it's just a mess. My doctor's like, Kim, like, this is too much. Like, everything's been great until you started taping. Well, the day that I walked off the set, what you don't see is a lot of just violence, just, you know, anger and
frustration. Oh, no, we saw that.
Yeah, well. And I just said, you know, money doesn't motivate me, believe it or not. And I just said, you know, I'm done. I walked out to the car, as you saw, and I was crying. My husband's like, forget it. Like, you're done. I didn't have a contract with Bravo to do my own show at that point. I had done The Wedding, but that was just like a series. And then a couple months later, they called me and said, it was probably about 6 weeks later, and they were like, hey, do you possibly want to do your own show? Well, I didn't realize doing my own show was 5 days a week me. Because doing Housewives, it's Nene for a day, Kim for a day, Candy for 3 days, Phaedra for 3 days, you know, so.
Right.
Now it's you all the time.
It's me 5 days.
And don't be tardy, number one show on Bravo.
Yeah. That was a big thing this year, when you get a text message from your boss who, you know, in essence kind of puts you on Housewives.
Is it Andy Cohen?
Well, Andy Cohen, but it's Stephen Weinstock who... He and Lauren texted me and was like, you broke all records this season. So, of course, I cried. I was on my Snapchat. Oh, thank you, guys. Because without all of you, I would not be sitting here today. So I'm very grateful. And the same goes for
awesome.
All of you.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Really awesome. Tell us about how important social media is for you. Because you mentioned that. You know, your reactions on Snapchat. Your fans follow you like crazy. And you deal with a lot of internet haters,
yes.
And you deal with them so well and
sometimes.
Head on.
Sometimes.
Tell us how that feels to open up your life like this and then get that kind of response.
I just am who I am. I mean, take it or leave it, you know, mm-hmm. I have what's important. I have an amazing husband who's backstage somewhere, and my children are here tonight. And so I have what's really, really important. Something you can't buy. And you can rarely find. So for me, like, I just post, like, maybe my lips look too big, but they're overdrawn, or maybe my hair's out of control, but I really don't care because I know I have substance. I have what's really important. So the comments sometimes that I get really frustrate me, not so much because it bothers me, but because my girls read it. And they're like, Mom, you know, they're still, I mean, Ariana's 14 years old. So she's at a stage where it's really difficult. Brielle's a little bit stronger. She's 19. But I worry about Ariana. You know, because she is at that stage, she's going to be going into high school. And I'm like, who sits at the computer and writes something negative?
Right.
And I say to people all the time, and I really mean this, that you cannot live a positive life and write something negative. Like, if you just took all that energy and did something positive with everything that you feel, this world would be such a better place.
Amen.
Like, for real.
Amen. Absolutely.
So how do you share that wisdom with Ariana, with your daughters and eventually your sons? Like, how do you pass it?
My son's crazy. Yeah.
How many kids do you have now? 17?
20.
Okay, so I get it. So Kim and I have been texting this week about the plan. We'll get back to the story. But I saw that just the other day, she adopted a puppy. And I said, congratulations on your puppy. And she goes, and also a pig. And I thought it was a joke, and then the next day, on Instagram, is a picture of a real pig. Yeah. They purchased fresh bacon.
Jeff?
Dollar.
Like, a mom of six needs a puppy and a pig.
I volunteered at the Humane Society on Saturday, and I'm such a sucker. I see this little, you guys really need to do it. The one in Alpharetta off of Mansell Road, amazing, clean, just so beautiful. But my whole family volunteered, and I see little, I called her Norma Jean because I love Marilyn Monroe, but I see this little puppy, and I'm just like, oh, obsessed. So she's now part of the Beering clan.
Awesome.
On top of that, my daughter turned 19 last week and was given a pig for her birthday.
Who does that?
Who does that?
Does she have
Brielle?
A boyfriend?
Like, who does that?
Does she have a boyfriend in the 4-H now? This one's got great lineage.
It's crazy to me. So, actually, one of
seriously, answer the question. Who gifts a pig?
A dear friend of Brielle's, Cam Fordham. Mm-hmm. They've been friends for probably 12 years. I guess he thought it'd be cute.
Well, 12-year pig. That's the 12th anniversary gift. Port.
But the pig is like a newborn baby. It's worse than the dog. Like, it was at the house last night because Brielle's friend's babysitting it because Brielle has no idea what responsibility is. So her girlfriend is watching the pig. And it's oinking and making all the...
Have to bottle feed it like a baby?
No, but it eats like a pig.
Okay.
You know why? Because it's a pig.
Yeah, I know. I think
what's its name?
She named it Chester Jorge. I don't know.
What? Where did that come from?
You know what you should have named it? Hamilton.
She wanted to name it Bits after Bacon Bits, which is so terrible.
That's great.
I don't know. You know, 6 kids, 3 dogs, a pig. It's a lot.
So you just function in chaos. You're just one of those people
that
you're like,
without it.
Bring the chaos in and it's better.
You're not
better.
Far behind with the 2 little ones, the 2 cuties, honey. I know you know.
We're there. We're getting there. And we're getting used to it.
I have a puppy. I know also what it's like.
This comparison, it always comes up. I'm going to give you a new puppy when you have a baby, just for payback.
Why would you do that? Can they share a crate?
Puppies are a lot, but Norm was actually very good.
When you look back at your Real Housewives days, like the insanity, do you look back at that fondly, or can you not believe that was you? Because you're completely, you made a one, you were crazy, and now you're married and breeding and farming and running a shelter for dogs and... Do you look back at that time as like fondly, or were you like, I have no idea who that woman was?
I'm still the same person. I just have grown. I still drink wine. I quit smoking years ago.
Is that really wine?
Yeah.
Jesus, it is.
Yeah.
Look at the size of that.
Well, no. Don't get it twisted.
You gotta just keep it cold.
A solo cup's not, exactly right. Thank you. Yeah. It keeps it cold. So, and I've been here for a minute. I'm still the same person. I've just grown. I don't necessarily think that the person that was portrayed was really me. I think, yes, everybody got to see that, like, my kids are my passion, my motivation in my life, but, like, the chaos and the drama and the fighting and the negativity, like, you know, it's just not me. So that's why Don't Be Tardy is what it is. I feel like you can really see, and we're not always perfect, we're not a perfect family, but we're positive and we have fun. But I sometimes watch the footage, like,
Do you go back and watch it?
No. And I don't watch it currently. No.
Do you watch your current? Do you watch Don't Be Tardy every week?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I see it before everybody else.
Do you have a say in how you're portrayed, or are you just that confident that they can film everything and you're that confident in yourself and your family?
I have really an incredible life, and so I'm that confident. Like, it is what it is. We're not, like I said, we're not perfect. We have a pig, we have 3 dogs, 6 kids, my husband's a free agent. It's stressful right now, but
yeah, it's a terrible time to get a pig. You don't want to get a pig till your football contract's done.
Done. I'm not trying to move a pig, 6 kids, and 3 dogs, but
pig skin before pig.
Oh my God, Jeff.
Sports reference.
That was good.
Thanks.
Speaking of Croy, you guys have such a sweet romance. How do you carve out that time for just each other with all the everything else
going
on?
At 2 o'clock in the morning. If he's not working, then he's with me. And if I'm not working, I'm with him. And that's really it. Like, and half the time when he's traveling during football season, we fall asleep on the phone together. Like, it's our marriage is number one and our kids follow. It's definitely number one.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So you got to have a great marriage.
Thank you.
Yeah. I feel really bad for my girls because Croy is such a rarity. I feel like, although I know you and I know that Callie's going to be super happy with you, to find somebody like Croy, I think my girls have a really high standard to try to find out there. So good luck, Brielle, Ariana, and Kaya.
Are either of them dating right now?
Ariana?
Does that
Ariana's loved boys since she came out of the womb. And Brielle is kind of just, you know, like, oh, okay. Brielle has a lot of boys after her, but she's not really into them. She just broke up with her boyfriend a few months ago that she was with for a couple years. So it's been a little rough on me.
Just out of curiosity, what's it like for them, 14 and 19, to have a boy come over to the house when an NFL player is answering the door?
Yeah. It's not good. But I think Brielle's kind of prepped them all now at this point. And it's like, if you don't say hi to my dad, you're never allowed back. So you must, no matter what, go say hi to Croy. And they have. So, I mean, you know, but it's scary.
Does he have intimidation tactics?
Croy's not very nice when they come over.
Oh, really?
No, he's not. It's like, don't mess with me. Hi, nice to meet you. That's it. No conversation.
So he's not like in the backyard cleaning a gun or crushing things with his bare hands.
He might be behind the scenes, but he knows that, like, you know, I'm like, be easy, Umbria. Like, she's trying. She's 19. She's been, you know. He's like, I'm trying, Kim, but it's not easy.
So with Croy's career, do we get to keep you guys in Atlanta? What's happening? Do we know?
I wish I could tell you. And I know you guys want to know too, but you know, Croy, what's free agency date? I know it changes kind of, I'm learning, but so as of now, you know, it's kind of up in the air. We'll see. I want what's to Croy's highest and best. And so we'll see.
So you guys could move?
We would always keep our house. We put our heart and soul into our house. So irregardless, I mean, listen, the NFL is Croy's dream. So I will pack up and leave tomorrow. Just my clothes and purses and shoes. And he says that's too much as it is. But, pack up and go wherever. It's for him to live his dream until whenever, you know. I mean, the NFL can be a hard business, as you guys know.
I just want to see you guys rolling into another city with the kids, a pig on a leash, two dogs. But all of your stuff, like, strapped to the back of a pickup truck.
And I think that's normal. That's the part that I think is so crazy. It's like, to me, that's normal. The chaos, the drama, the kids, the car seats, the dogs. The whole thing's normal.
How do you keep it all straight? So I want some mom advice because I'm just going back to work. Our littlest is 5 months old, so just adjusting to coming back from maternity leave. And as Jeff can tell you, I've been a bit of a mess.
Oh,
it's
boy.
It's tough.
A bit of a mess. Yeah. So... just give me some mom advice. Like, how do you juggle it all, keep everything in check, make sure everybody's got the right sippy cups and the right this and that and everything?
Everybody, you know, has their special little something about them. I know what Brielle needs from me. I know what Ariana needs from me. I know what the twins need from me. KJ and Cash are more into Croy at this point. But schedule, you know, we're on a very tight schedule. We have to be. It's so heartbreaking. I get to film every day with my family, so there's no amount of money in the world, I mean, that could really make up for that. Like, I get to film with my family, so I'm with my kids all day. I did have to take KJ and Cash to school when I did Dancing with the Stars, and it was horrible, like, horrible. You know, I don't have the staff that everybody thinks. I've had the same nanny for 4 years. I have one. So it's Croy and I bathing the twins every night and doing all that stuff. It's a lot. It's a lot. You work all day and then you try to get home. And we do have Tracy Bloom, the chef, who's amazing, who's really helped out. Yeah, she's here tonight too, always supporting me. I love her. But I think a strict schedule and almost penciling in time for your husband, because I think what happens when the kids are so young is that it's like, okay, they got their bath and you're so tired as a mother, you know. You have to pencil in that time. You have to say, okay, when I get home, I'm going to do dinner. They're going to get their baths. They're going to go to bed, because you want to snuggle them all night long. But your husband needs attention too. I think it's just maybe more of a balancing act.
And how do you look so good? I mean, you know, I want to just cut all my hair off and not wear any
makeup
every day.
Your legs. Can you just talk about your legs? Because Callie and I were talking about Jen's legs. Amazing legs. So
I feel, just for the record right now, I feel like I've invaded book club. Like... Like, there's no need for me to be here.
But Kim and I would be a part of the book club where you just go to drink the wine. You never.
That's
really
what I'm talking about. And I go, how do you look good? What are your secrets? Yes. What are your secrets to mommyhood? And I'm here like, I can't even weigh in on Croy's football career.
Happiness wears very well. You know, I think for sure your legs are just amazing. We watched you walk out here, by the way. Callie and I were like, oh God.
You're very sweet. But seriously, you look amazing. You're always put together. You're always on camera. So you have to always...
I'm not always put together. So there's a lot of days where I'm filming without anything, and it's just part of life. But you just got to try to do your best, you know?
Right.
My husband loves me without my wig, my makeup, my, you know, all this shit. Basically, excuse me. He loves me regardless, but I try to make myself a priority. You know, I try to say, okay, Kim, you're going to have an hour. Get yourself together. It's your hour. Right. If you don't do that, you don't feel really put together. You don't enjoy your day. And I think that's really important. But I even let that go with the twins. I realized with the twins, like, it was chaos. I was breastfeeding, and it was like one after the other. It was just chaos, and I was filming on top of it, and I was just frazzled. And finally, after about a year, I was like, something's off. And I realized I have to pay attention to, like, Kim, just take an hour away from everything and everybody.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll go crazy.
Great advice, right?
That's right, girl.
That's great advice.
Yeah. You go, girl.
You'll be a dad, okay, honey, so.
So what's coming up in the next few weeks on Don't Be Tardy?
I'm going to Montana for the first time ever. Like, that's crazy to me. I don't, like, Croy will tell me kind of what he grew up with and kind of just... I grew up in Connecticut, which is far different than Montana. So I'm going to Montana. I have an oil line coming out, a skincare line for women. I didn't get any stretch marks pregnant with my twins and the four younger ones.
Nice.
I did with Ariana, but because I made my own oil and my own line, and I want women to still feel beautiful. So I've worked on it for years. It's finally coming out. It's called Cashmere. It's finally coming out.
So is that just for pregnant ladies or for anybody?
Well, no, it's for toning too. I mean, after a baby, okay. You know how it's all yellow.
Yeah.
You
know. It doesn't ever go back to the same way.
You'll be there. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. So not just pregnant ladies, but in general.
Yeah, in general.
It's just for women, honey.
Love
or
it.
Men. I know you're going to try it for
it.
Me.
We're going to try it. Cashmere right, on the
bring
Jeff
it,
and Jen
bring
show.
It in.
Okay.
And
try it for me?
Perfect, yes.
Okay. For your wedding day, will you put it on?
Yes. Sure.
Okay.
Well, no, where? Why? First the triathlon, jerk. And now Kim going, you need skin cream before you get married.
Marriage is a big deal.
I know. I'm excited. A few months. Did you get the invite?
He, just so you guys know, we got the invite. We opened it. Corey and I love scratch tickets. There's no casino here in Georgia, as you guys know. So we opened the invite, and it was like a scratch-off for the day. It was the cutest invite I have ever received ever in my life.
So
and that's
cute.
The God's honest truth. Like, it was the cutest. You had to scratch it. Like, I mean, it was the cutest.
It was an ode to Jeff's mom, too.
Yeah, because my mom loves scratch-off tickets.
Your mom and I should go to VP and get the scratch-off tickets.
Yes. You guys can have a scratch-off at the wedding.
Yes,
you
we should.
You and my mom. Perfect.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The cutest invite,
pencil
honestly,
it in.
Ever.
Thank you.
Kim,
well,
thank you so much
you
for
so
being
much.
Here. This is
thanks
awesome.
For having me. I'm
so
super
amazing.
Excited for them.
It's Kim Zolciak-Bierman, the first guest on the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.